Monday, September 16th. Today we had our math test on calculating volume, and I was really nervous. Mainly because I am not that good at math. The last time I got a decent grade in this subject was way back in first grade, and even then I almost got half the problems wrong. It just so happened that I sat across from Andrea Snarkowski, the smartest girl in the entire first grade. We were taking a test on addition when I kind of accidentally noticed that Andrea's answer to one of the problems was different from mine. So at the last minute, I decided to cross out my answer with an X and use the one she had come up with. It was a good thing I did so because I got an A on the test. My teacher was so pleased with my miraculous improvement. On a good day, I usually did D+ work. She gave me a smiley face gold star. And only geniuses like Andrea Snarkowski earn smiley face gold stars. Since I had morphed into a brilliant math scholar, I also won the Class Student of the Month award, and my picture appeared in our community newspaper. My mom and dad were so proud of me. They made 127 copies of my newspaper article and mailed them out to every single one of my relatives all across the nation. I can only imagine how happy and excited they were for me when they opened their letters. My Aunt Mabel. Well, tooty my fruity, a picture of Dakota Fanning. My Uncle Augustus.
Oh, it can't be. My long-lost nephew Vladimir from Kazakhstan.
My great-grandma Gertrude.
Gracious me, it's Bindi the Jungle Girl.
My third cousin Billy Bob.
Ethel, call the cops. We just got another letter from that crazy stalker.
Okay, so maybe some of my relatives didn't recognize me right away. But if they had, I'm pretty sure they would have been really proud. Anyway, my geometry test on calculating volume was really hard. I know I should have studied more. But since I spent the entire weekend sulking, it kind of cut into my study time. I pretty much just prayed like crazy through the whole test. Sometimes even out loud. Please, please, please help me to pass this test. I'm really sorry about snoozing in church last Sunday, and it won't happen again. Also, can you tell me if the formula for the volume of a cylinder is pi r squared h? Or pi h r squared? And when you calculate a sphere, do you multiply the... I was too happy when that test was finally over. As I was putting my stuff into my backpack to go to my next class, I couldn't help noticing Mackenzie eyeballing me all evil-like. Then she walked up to Jessica and said,
"Today is the last day to enter the avant-garde art competition, and I have to take my entry form down to the office. I'll meet you at my locker. Okay, hon?"
Then Jessica stared at me and said really loud,
"Mac, I just know you're going to win first place. Your fashion illustrations are so... bootylicious."
I could not believe Jessica said that, because bootylicious is like so yesterday. But the thing that really freaked me out was when Mackenzie smirked at me and was all like,
"Nikki, everyone in the entire school knows you're too chicken to enter the art competition because I'm a better artist than you are, so don't bother."
Okay, even though Mackenzie didn't actually say those words to me, she definitely looked like she was thinking them. And either way, it was a humongous insult to my integrity. Then she flipped her hair and sashayed out of the classroom. I just hate it when Mackenzie sashays. How dare she talk about the art competition right to my face like that? Especially when it was her fault I didn't enter to begin with. This whole situation just ticked me off. Suddenly, I just totally lost it and screamed at the top of my lungs. Mackenzie started this war, and now I'm going to finish it! But I said it in my head, so no one else heard it but me. Then I made a solemn promise to myself. I, Nikki J. Maxwell, being of sound mind and body, am officially entering the avant-garde art competition. I was going to show Mackenzie once and for all that I had mad art skills. And mine were way madder than hers. So I grabbed all my stuff and marched right down to the office to fill out an entry form. Sure enough, Mackenzie was still in there, applying her 14th layer of lip gloss and bragging nonstop about her fashion illustrations. And everyone thinks my original designs are so hot. I am going to be rich and famous and move to Hollywood and blah, 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 blah. I was just casually chilling out behind a big potted plant right outside the office door, minding my own business, when finally Mackenzie left. But it was not like I was spying on her or anything. I just didn't want to attract a lot of attention to myself, or have Mackenzie think I was making a big deal out of the fact that I was entering the competition. Although, to be honest, it was a big deal. It was the most important thing I had ever attempted in my entire 14 years of life here on planet Earth. I rushed into the office and quickly filled out an entry form. As I handed it to the assistant, I felt a rush of panic, excitement, and nausea all mixed up together, rolling around in my stomach like leftovers in a garbage disposal. I walked out of the office and collapsed against the wall. My heart was pounding so hard, I could hear it in my ears. I began to wonder if this whole thing was a big mistake. Then, out of the blue, I got a really creepy feeling that someone was watching me, even though the hall seemed empty. Suddenly, a leaf on the plant I had hid behind moved, and I saw this eye staring out at me. Then two eyes, very icy blue ones. Mackenzie, yes, the Mackenzie, was peeping out at me from behind that big potted plant near the office door. She was like so busted. Finally, Mackenzie climbed out of the plant and sashayed over to the drinking fountain like she was thirsty or something. But it was very obvious to me that she was just trying to use water torture to force me to change my mind about entering the art competition. Mackenzie tried to act all innocent and apologetic, like the whole squirting me with water thing was just an accident. But I looked into her beady little eyes and could tell she absolutely meant to do it. I still could not get over the fact that I had actually caught her spying on me, which kind of made me angry, because I don't follow her around spying on her and getting all up in her Kool-Aid, which BTW means business. Well, at least not that often. Today was like totally an exception. Mainly because we were both turning in entries for the art competition at the same time. But to stoop so low as to spy on me? That girl is one sick little puppy.